Hey guys, Jahan here, VP of Crowned for Success and Boss Ladies Mindset, and I am just so thrilled about this episode of our Boss Ladies Mindset podcast. In it, our CEO, Wendy Porter, has the honor of interviewing Dean Graziosi. So if you don't know who Dean is, he is one of the largest entrepreneurs. He is a multiple New York Times bestselling author. He's an investor. He has started or played a major role in over 14 successful companies that have literally changed lives all around the world. So most recently, and this is so exciting, Dean is partnering with Tony Robbins to reach over 1 million people and help them learn how to use their own knowledge and turn that into a business. So they are running a new challenge, which I'm going to tell you more about. It's called the Own Your Future Challenge. So it's Dean and Tony, and wait for this, ready? We have partnered with them to spread the word to the masses. I am so excited about this challenge, you guys. The Own Your Future Challenge is literally going to change lives like none other, and it's going to have such an incredible reach. We would love for you to do this with us. We'll put the link in the description of the podcast, so make sure that you click there to join. So in this episode, you guys, Dean and Wendy are going to talk about the challenge. You're not going to want to miss this, because Dean talks about, ladies, you make sure to pay attention. Dean talks about how to deal with your partner. And if your partner isn't supporting you through your journey of entrepreneurship, what to do. It is such an incredible conversation. You're not going to want to miss this. Also, make sure after you listen, you're going to want to listen more than once, because there are such incredible nuggets in here. Make sure that you click the link to join the Own Your Future Challenge. It will be in the description. You guys, there's going to be prizes like iPads, Pelotons, cash. It's crazy. So I'm so excited for you to take a listen to this podcast, share it, and make sure that you join the challenge. Talk to you soon.
Welcome to the Boss Ladies Mindset Channel, powered by Crown for Success, the largest women's empowerment network for soulful CEOs on social media. We are a coaching business that mentors and motivates women to reach their highest potential in business and mindset mastery. Each one of our episodes will share valuable tips, resources, interviews, and empowering information that will help boss ladies design a life and business they're crazy as fuck about.
Thank you so much, Dean, for being here.
It's my pleasure.
I'm super excited to have you on the Boss Ladies Mindset podcast. I'm going to just jump right in.
Let's do it.
Get this party started. So my first question for you is, if you could give one piece of advice to new aspiring entrepreneurs, what would that be?
What a great question. Don't believe your thoughts. I think there's a million answers, honestly, that come to my head at one time. But the truth is, the thing that'll derail you more than anything is your thoughts and your belief and falling into imposter syndrome, or I'm not good enough, or this is the wrong time, or my husband doesn't really believe in me, or my significant other thinks I'm crazy for starting my own thing, or my mom thinks I'm nuts, or my sister thinks I'm nuts. And that's, just so you know, that is, I think that's you paying your success tax. We are gonna be doubted by other people. We're gonna be doubted by society, or maybe we're just doubting ourselves and we're making it way bigger. But my number one thing would be to be in control, or the observer of those thoughts, because remember, they don't make statues of critics. The only thing that can stop you from doing it is your thoughts on if you can or you can't. Because a lot of times we think we need resources, but really you just need to be resourceful. A lot of times we think we need the perfect strategy or tactic. I promise, with the right mindset, you'll figure that out as you move along. I would bet to say, as you started this, your amazing following on Instagram and your podcast, I guarantee there was times you're like, are people going to listen to me?
Am
I qualified to help other women? Am I the perfect age, size, shape, form? It's like, you're exactly you, and your transparency, your authenticity is the reason why people follow you, not because you are any of those other people. I bet you didn't believe that at first.
No, actually, that was my next question for you, because I found that after coaching over 7,000 women in 29 different countries, that is the main thing, is that we play it small and that's our biggest hurdle. We tend to play it small, and we believe those thoughts that we're not enough, we're not pretty enough, we're not skinny enough, we're not talented enough, we're not ready yet. You know, I've got to do this first. I got to get better at this.
Yeah.
So my next question was, what would be some advice for women that you would give us to let us know that we are enough, that we can do this?
I have a lot of answers, but it's this one. Whether you have children or not, or decide to have children or not, both is amazing. You'll find love. If you have children, you'll know a love for those children you didn't know. If you don't have children, my grandmother told me, you'll find that love in other areas. But if you did have children and you thought through that lens, or a niece or a nephew, how would you love at the end of your life? If your child or someone you care about was standing in the room, you're 100 years old, you had a life, and you heard them talking about you, and they didn't know you were listening, and they said, God, she was so amazing. You know, I just wish... You could tell she had more. And I wish she didn't hold back for my dad. I wish she didn't hold back because of her friends that thought she was crazy for trying. I mean, she had a good life, but I think she could have had an outstanding life. I know that sounds pretty dramatic, but I do that stuff to myself sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's like sometimes I want to move forward and I'm like, oh, what if I fail? I could look stupid. And I'm like, no, at the end of my life, if I'm talking to my maker, God, friends, I want people to say, that crazy bastard went for it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he failed. Sometimes we thought he was going to lose it all. Sometimes he did, right?
Yeah.
But because we move forward, we get to find that full potential. You know, Dale Carnegie is someone I used to love to read. He's kind of personal development grandfather from, 50 years ago. And he said that he feels the biggest plight of the human race, and I would say for women, for men, but for women especially, is knowing you have more potential but not utilizing it. That is like that vision to me is like you're screaming, but you're not doing. Yeah. And I would just say, we're fortunate. You know this way better than me. So I'm not going to put it's almost impossible to put myself in the mind of being a woman. I try, but I haven't lived it. But we do have like 62% women who follow and buy my stuff and read my books and are part of my courses. And that's the number one thing we hear. And I know something I hear a lot. And if I'm wrong, correct me. Is a lot of times women, whether you're in a relationship or not, but being a wife or a partner or a parent, you almost feel guilty taking that time for you. Heard it so many times.
Absolutely.
Like, I wanna go for it, but I feel guilty. I wanna give that power to my husband, and I wanna
Absolutely.
Make sure, and it's like, oh my, I get goosebumps thinking about it because I know my mom did that for me.
Absolutely. Women are definitely nurturers by nature, and we take care of everybody around us and tend to forget to take care of ourselves. So it definitely, that is absolutely true.
And then the other thing too is, I'm sorry, I'm going on a rant here because I love these conversations.
Yeah.
I love to learn, right? I love to learn I'm not an advocate of it, and I'm not saying anyone should, but I went through a divorce. Mm-hmm. And my kids, I'm the product of my parents were married 9 times. Mm-hmm. And I never wanted to get a divorce.
Right.
I just didn't want to do it to my kids, but it was something that was coming for 5 years. It was something I thought about every day. And I think, I know my ex thought about it too. We knew it was time to go.
Yeah.
We had tried things, but we both cared about our kids and we were co-parenting. And you know what really shifted me? Is I had a dear friend who is married and happily married, not an advocate of divorce, not, forget it, just go. He just said to me, you're such a loving human. You care about your kids. You're one of the best dads I've ever seen. He said, but I've seen you around my ex. And he's like, you guys are friends. You don't hold hands. You don't sit next to each other. You don't even sleep in the same bed for years. Let me just ask you, what if your daughter grows up and she's in a relationship like you? It was the reason I made the decision.
Yeah, I went through a divorce also, and I have 3 kids, and same reason.
Yeah. Because
I want my daughter to want more.
Right, exactly.
I want her to want more and see more.
Or not settle because
of
I was afraid. Because her father was afraid, her mother was afraid to make this decision, right? So this is a long answer to a short question. But I think through that lens. What example do you want to set for the people that might follow you, that are watching you, right? Kids don't do what we tell them to do. Kids model who we
absolutely,
are. Right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
You could say, find love. You want the right spouse. You want intimacy. You want a connection.
Right.
But then I'm not holding
hands. But you're not doing
it. And I'm not doing it. They're like, this guy's incongruent.
Exactly,
so
absolutely.
I think be congruent with your heart. And listen, if you're afraid of failure, afraid of moving forward, how scary is it to get to the end of your life and wish you could do it over?
That's profound, definitely, very profound. Next question, if you were starting your business from scratch, from ground zero, what are the top 3 things or strategies that you would do to get it off the ground quickly?
I know for an absolute fact is knowledge is the new currency. Let's just look at knowledge has always been a currency. The world has finally realized it. Napoleon Hill said it in the 30s. But information is more valuable. Listen, would you take, as I'm talking to you right now, would you take, if you were going through a divorce, I went through a divorce, I obsessed on it, I put my kids centered, I read, I don't know, 20 books, I got two therapists, and I interviewed about 20 people who went through a divorce, and everybody was thriving. I obsessed on it because I was freaked out. I had anxiety attacks and panic attacks. I never had my life worried about my kids, right? I was popping Xanax twice a week, and I don't even take aspirin. So for me to do that, so to cure that, I obsessed. And I created a framework where I became friends with my ex. We co-parented. My kids are absolutely thriving. Like, absolutely. And I'm married now, remarried to the love of my life, growing every single day. My ex is in the most amazing place she's ever been. And my kids see love. My wife that I'm with now, we hold hands every day. Because we learn from it, right? So I share that. I'm sorry. Go back to the anchor.
Three strategies.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
three strategies or three things that you would do.
I digressed on that for a second, because if you took it all away from me, I know tomorrow, because I created a framework on how to put kids first, I know so many friends that are going through hell with their kids, and their kids are struggling, and they're fragmented. I literally would go start a Facebook group tomorrow, and I would start a Facebook group that said, a child-centered divorce. And I would go to every other Facebook group that I could find that I thought people were going through a divorce and they were going through stress or going through the anxiety, because I'm on the other side of the ravine. They're on this side. I could build a bridge for them. I would drive them back to my Facebook group nonstop, and I would deliver some of these techniques. I would empower people. And within 3 weeks, I would offer a two-day workshop that I would do on Zoom or in Facebook, and I would sell the seven strategies, because knowledge is the new currency. Now, I shared it on divorce, but I'm also a multiple New York Times bestselling author, even though I have dyslexia. I could teach people how to write a book. I've done the biggest challenges in the history of the world. I've done the biggest launches in the history of the world. But it doesn't have to be the thing in the biggest New York Times. I went through a divorce. It was a mess. I'm on the other side. Sometimes your mess is your message, and people are cutting checks for speed. I can either go through this divorce and mess up my kids and try to figure it out, or I can cut a check to Dean because he's already been there. I could either try to write the book on my own or cut a check to Dean. I could try to rebound and be a boss and be this woman that takes and like knows her own strength and knows her own power, or I could work with you and have you coach me so I can get there faster. Absolutely. Knowledge is the new currency. If I was starting over, I'd sell what I know.
Absolutely, I love that, because that's exactly what I did. So I absolutely love that. What would you say to women, because I went through this, you know, that didn't have a supportive spouse? They don't have a supportive spouse or a support system. What would you say to them as far as making the leap into entrepreneurship to get them more confident in not needing all of that? Because I went through that. My ex wasn't, that's why he's my ex now. He wasn't supportive at all.
Yeah.
In fact, he mocked me when I first started my business, because I think he was, you know.
Look at her now. Okay?
Yeah. I think he was intimidated, or, you know, afraid that I was going to be more successful or make more money than him. And I think women do worry about that. Like, will it hurt my husband's ego? Will it hurt my significant other's ego? How will I manage this relationship? And how do I get through that? And find some sort of support system. And this is actually why I created my business, is because I wanted to be able to provide
that support system.
So what would you say to women who are going through that, where they are, where they're thinking, you know what, I don't have a support system to do this. Like, my husband's mocking me, or he's not supportive. You know, he doesn't want me to do this. What would you say to that?
I would say that you're dimming your glow to match someone else.
Ooh.
And let me just ask you this. If you turn down your glow to match your significant other, can I just say it like it is?
Say it like it is.
You really want to be intimate and have sex with a man that makes you play small?
Mm-mm.
Do you want to hold his hand? When he walks in a room, do you look at him like he's the only man alive, or do you look at the guy that's keeping his thumb on your head? There's no way you can have an intimate, passionate, connected relationship. Find a way, get therapy, work with him, let him watch what this amazing woman does more. Let him see into your world and bring him in, do whatever it takes. I'm not saying end the marriage, I'm saying bring him in, because here's what I know. Right now, I've made absolute mistakes in my first marriage. So if I would say, I was all her, it wasn't. I needed to be another version of me. When we ended that marriage, I didn't say, how do I find someone to fill me? Especially being dear friends with Tony Robbins and some other great people in my life. I realized I needed to step up as a man to attract the woman I wanted in my life.
Right.
And when I did, I attracted my wife, Lisa, who's just an incredible human, and she's a boss as well.
I saw her on Instagram. She definitely is.
She's a boss. And I attracted the woman of my dreams, but I help empower her. And some days I want to tell you, it'd be easier for me to go, babe, we're good. We don't ever have to work. Please just stay home. Don't follow your dreams. It would be easier for me to tell her that. But here's what I know. When I walk in a room, I don't care where I come in. My wife looks at me like I'm the only human alive. I joke with her. I'm saying, you look at me like I'm a candy bar and you haven't had candy in a month.
Aww,
and
I love it.
And can I tell you something? I never want to lose that.
Aww.
My wife looks at me with a twinkle in her eye. We've been together for years. She looks at me like she met me 2 weeks ago. And I left today. She was screaming to me today. 4 years in, we have a 1.5-year-old. As I'm leaving my window down, she's like, I love you, you sexy bastard.
Aww.
Literally yelling to me today, for no reason.
I love
it. It's not an anniversary. It's not my birthday.
Just because.
But I know, and I hope you can let your husband, your significant other know, I have that. Because even though sometimes it's uncomfortable for me, I support the boss inside of her.
Oh, I love it.
And that creates our intimacy, our passion, allows me to be masculine. It allows her to be feminine but strong. Right? Isn't that the strongest woman in the world?
Absolutely.
A strong, feminine woman
absolutely.
Is the most powerful and deadly creature on this planet.
This man knows what he's talking about. Listen to him, ladies, for sure. We need more men like you too, Dean. Definitely. So why the knowledge industry? Why are you so passionate about the knowledge industry? What has it done for your life? I mean,
great question. It's really easy. I didn't know, what is the knowledge industry, the information, paying for knowledge? Why did you say 7,000 women?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Why did 7,000 women cut you a check? Because you allow them to go faster. You take your experience, they could learn on their own, could take them a decade. Mm-hmm. Or they could not do it at all and be frustrated their whole life. Or they cut you a check, you give them the blueprint, the context, the framework, the speed, the implementation tools, and you get them from where they are to where they want to go. It's like, it's like we're sitting on two tables. It's this bridge. You're a bridge builder, right? So why is it important to me? That's easy for me to explain now, but I didn't know what it was going in high school. I just knew I wasn't that smart. This is my story, right? You have your own. I wasn't that smart. I knew I wasn't going to college. I go to my guidance counselor and she's like, ooh, you're not taking your SATs, no school. Okay, you know, there's a factory in town and they hire, and she literally wanted me to go to apply at a factory at minimum wage where they made plastic bags. Mm-hmm. The only little factory in Martin. And I'm like, oh my God. I didn't think much of it then. I didn't have an epiphany. But years later, not that many years later, I discovered Tony Robbins and Wayne Dyer and Eckhart Tolle and all these powerful people. And I started learning. And I'm like, why doesn't a guidance counselor say, oh, you're going to college? Great. You should still work on your self-education, gain specialized knowledge. Oh, you're not going to college? Oh, you should read this book, follow this, get in this workshop, go to this course, and learn specialized knowledge, because that's all we need in today's world. Listen, the school system hasn't evolved. Let's be honest. The world's been growing exponentially. School systems have been growing in a linear fashion.
Yes.
They just didn't keep up, right? And people are hiring on specialized knowledge, and we can discover that by learning from other people. Long story short, why am I so passionate about it is because when I discovered it, my life changed forever. I went from a kid who lived in a trailer park with dyslexia, had nothing, no college education, to not that I'm using like, but I became a millionaire in my 20s. And my most important thing was that I retired my mother at 27 years old. My mom worked three jobs. She cleaned houses, she cut hair, and she painted houses. Came home 9 o'clock at night every day with her back hurt and her hands hurting. And I was hell bent on it by 27. I've been sending my mom a check every week since I was 27 years old. I'm 52.
Wow.
I bought her a new house 6 months ago. I buy her a new car every 2 years, and the woman deserves it. She sacrificed my whole childhood, she sacrificed to take care of me and my sister. So it's a gift that I get to give that back to her.
Absolutely.
So that's why self-education is so important. And now, that when I got in it 24 years ago, it wasn't cool.
Right.
Right.
Okay,
what, now it is, we are all in communication. You can find your ideal clients through social media, your exact person who needs what you want to teach. We can deliver it through platforms like mastermind.com or Zoom, like, or a Facebook group. Like, literally, you could be sharing your mess that turned into a message, your story, your belief, your expertise, your skill. You could be sharing that with 20 different women dying to receive it, who all cut you a check in 30 days from today, and all of them thank you when you're done. Like,
absolutely.
That's where we are.
Yes, I always say turn your passion into profits. Turn your passion into profits, ladies. It's the most rewarding thing you'll ever do in your life. Absolutely, absolutely. Wonderful. So tell me, I'm really excited because obviously we're here for a reason. We're here to introduce Own Your Future Challenge.
Yep.
I'm super excited to be a part of it. Thank you so much for having me as a part of it.
Thank you for us talking about it. So if anything I said today resonates with you, and you're intrigued, like, how the heck would I sell what I know? How would I figure out what to sell and who would listen to me? And I don't have any followers, I'm not an influencer. If any of those questions hit your mind, that means you're intrigued. Secondly, that's why my dear friend and partner who once inspired me, now is my partner, Tony Robbins, got together and we asked 14 of our dear friends like Jenna Kutcher and Shailene Johnson and so many incredible leaders. I mean, we have 14 leaders that are gonna blow your mind. And we're gonna spend 5 days, about 2 hours a day, pulling back the curtain on shifting your belief, empowering you, but then showing you how to figure out what to offer, how to offer it, how to find those that want it, how to elegantly sell it through service, not really a cheesy salesperson. How do you deliver it through this story, teach, tool model that every single one of you, you already do it when you tell your girlfriends or friends about a movie, a book, or a restaurant. How do you convert that into sharing your knowledge in a way where people gobble it up? How to deliver it to them in today's world? In these 5 days, life could never be the same. And if it's something you just never thought about, show up anyway, because it's never gonna happen again. I mean, just being honest, the world is,
absolutely,
it's a crazy time.
Absolutely.
For to get Tony and these 14 people, and they're all doing it for free. So here's what I want you to do. It starts May 11th. So three quick things. One, go to ownit61, ownit61.com right now, and go see all the amazing guests. We'll blow your mind who we have there. And register. As soon as you're done, put it in your phone. Like, there's no replay. This is a one-time gig. Do not miss this. Third, take ownit61.com literally right now after you register and send it to your friends that need this. Some of them don't even know what's happening and they'd hate to miss it. Some of them don't realize they need it and they do. I promise you'll be doing a service. And one of them pick as your accountability partner. Get someone to go through it with. The third thing that I think is most important, pretend you paid $5,000 for it. Because at any time in history, you might pay $5,000 for an event like this. A lot of times in life,
Definitely.
We don't value free stuff.
No,
it's like, oh,
yeah.
I paid $7,000. Let me listen to everything. I'll write it all down. It's free. What is she saying?
Yeah.
You want to go get a coffee? Like,
yeah.
That's so.
These are the best in the world. You pay probably $10,000 for this knowledge easily.
So like, we did it. The people that are coming get anywhere between $50,000 and $400,000 for a 90-minute presentation on stage. Like, go, wait till you see the list of people. Some of them don't even speak on other people's stages. Fortunately, Tony and I have been in this business so long, we asked all of them, and all of them came for free. I could tell you we paid for them or not. They're coming because they know that you need these capabilities in this shifting world. Some industries are dying. This one is exponentially growing. You have an asset other people need. So go to ownit61.com. Register, send the link to friends, put it in your phone, show up, pretend you paid money for it because then you'll be uncomfortable if you don't show up. You'll play full out and I promise you it will have an incredible impact on your life.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time, Dean. I appreciate you
so
much.
Oh, this was so great. We got to do this again.
Yes, absolutely. I know time is the most precious commodity that we all have, so I don't take it lightly that you spent this time with me and in person. Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
You got it. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for
Thank
making
you.
That quick and
that.
Fitting my time
Thank
in here.
You. Yeah.
So good.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure I was on time. I kept looking at the
No,
clock.
You did.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Boss Ladies Mindset Channel powered by Crown for Success. Please tune in next week for another episode and don't forget to follow us on Instagram at RVP Queens, at The Girl Gang Confidential, at Crown for Success, at Strong Women Are Beautiful, and of course at Boss Ladies Mindsets.